Would you tell me a little bit about Georgia? It seems like a very dark song.
It is a very dark song. You know, that song is a pure work of fiction, and it came to me one night when I was sitting in Texas at an apartment that I was subletting, and I was just missing home so much. I love living in Austin. I love my musical community there, but I'm a Georgia girl, and I missed it. So I started writing about Georgia, and I wrote, you know, Heaven Send Me Back to Georgia, and I was thinking about having a connection to your home place that was so strong that even if you died and got the chance to go to heaven, that you would choose to just go back and have one more day in your home state. And that is sort of what I started writing. So what I ended up writing was not, you know, very much a love song to my home state. It was kind of a creepy narrative about the afterlife, you know, where I write from the perspective of someone who has recently died and who is watching their life on Earth float away and is given the chance to, you know, go to heaven or to whatever comes next, but just is aching to go home to Georgia.
Now I'm floating above my body, wash it on the shore. Can't help but wondering what I'm drifting towards. I've always been good.
I had to think about, you know, and I don't think about things like this very often. You know, I've certainly never really written about anything involving the afterlife. And I don't even know, you know, I certainly don't know what comes next. But I was thinking, what would I miss? You know, what would jerk at my heartstrings? So there are lines in there about, you know, watching my own funeral and my mother and my sister crying. And, you know, there's a line, it's nice to see them talking, but I wish I could say, if you're wondering, will I be okay? Like thinking, and now my mom and sister get along fine in real life, but like in this, you know, fake life I was thinking up, it's like you have family members who don't get along and you're watching them be reunited over this event. And although it's nice on some level for you to see them getting along now, you would rather be all together. So yeah, it is definitely a dark song. Whoa!
It's going to give a lot of people pause when they hear that line and think, wow, is my family really only going to reunite if somebody dies? That really could make them rethink a relationship pretty quick.
That song is hard for me to perform live. I play it sometimes and people really like it and seem to just appreciate, like, oh, that's a pretty song, you know, but then oftentimes, you know, people will just fall apart and you don't know. I don't know if there's someone in the audience who lost a family member the week before, you know, and I don't know if it's cathartic of me to sing this song and give them an opportunity to help work through their issues, or if it is really just mean, if it's just, you know, bringing up this, like, sadness. So I don't always play that one live, and sometimes if it really strikes a chord, I feel guilty about it. It's an interesting song to have in my set list for sure. I tend to be really conscientious about where in the set list I play it, how I introduce it, what I play immediately afterwards, you know, and to bring people kind of back out of that darker space.
Which one of your songs do you use to bring them out of that dark space?
I have a very specific sequence, giving it away. I'll play Heaven, and then I really like to play Vagabond Prayer right after that. Vagabond Prayer is the closing track on Circus Heart, and I just think that it's a song, it's kind of redemptive. It's a love song that I wrote to my friends who are touring musicians who, you know, kind of choose to live the hard life on the road of always figuring out how the new shower works and not being able to keep a vegetable garden because you're not home enough to keep it alive. But, you know, there are good sides to it also. So I wrote this song to sort of let my friends know that I'm thinking about them and to give me an opportunity every night to kind of send some good wishes their way.
It's hard to tend a garden on the road, about as tough as making love. Is home a box of overripe tomatoes, just a closet full of hangers?
And I just find that, like, the positive, you know, well-wish vibe of that song goes nicely after Heaven. It's not too saccharine-y sweet. It's not, you know, diving straight back into my tumultuous love life. You know, it's a nice transitional moment.
Rebecca. Thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.
May your bread always be buttered and the whiskey flow like water. And find you power.